It is never too late. It is never too late. And we have to stop this a moment, because it is never too late. And we always realize that it's never too late, because it just is never too late. It is never too late. It is never too late to find our wholeness, to find our reality, to find who we are. It is never too late. We sometimes think that it is, but it really isn't. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. It is never too late. Many times people think that they're too far gone to be healed. Their cancer has eaten them up too far and they cannot be healed. Or that they have terminal diseases that will take them in a short time, whether it's weeks, days, or months, or even years, and they feel to give up. We are here to live our life in the most beautiful, wonderful, magnificent ways that we can. We are here to, even at the last moment, to say to ourselves, it is never too late. It is so easy to just give up and die. It is so easy when you have an illness or you have any problem to say that it's too far gone now and there's nothing more I can do and I'm going to give up, I'm just going to quit, I'm going to not give it any more attention. And when we do that, then we have just not done everything we could do in our life. Now, it doesn't mean that we should suffer. It doesn't mean that we should have lack, limitation, or anything in our life. We shouldn't have bad relationships. We shouldn't have any of these things. It only means that it's time for us to take a point of view that is our wholeness right now. We never give up. We swim that little bit further. We're only a short distance off of shore, and the tide wants to take us out. And we don't give up. We swim forward, even against the tide. We swim, and we swim. And then we say to ourselves, all right, let's not fight the tide. Let's just live in our ideal body and float along here, and just float along. And as you float along, the tide will come again and bring you back in. Because the tide changes, but it's so many hours between the change. That's true. It's sometimes so many hours between the change of our attitude and our wholeness. It has been my experience in dealing with people who have asked for spiritual healing that many times they were ready to give up, and sometimes they even did give up. And then I talked to them, and I said, you're whole and perfect. Everything is in divine order right now. Put that cause in motion. Put that cause in motion. Claim this for yourself. Know this for yourself. Be this for yourself. Claim it. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Know it. Know it. Know it. Know it. And they say, oh, you are so tiring. Oh, I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it anymore. Well, what have they done? They've given up. And then I say to them, don't give up. There's no reason to give up. There's no reason to quit. There's no reason to not keep on going. As long as you're living, there's a very good chance that you could live a good life. As long as you're living, there's a very good chance that spiritual healing could revolutionize your whole mind, spirit, and body and turn you over from being nothing, dying, and being nothing, or living and being something, whatever you want to be. It doesn't matter. Hey, it's okay to die, too. It's okay to die, too, but if you die, don't complain and say it's somebody else's fault. Don't complain and say that you gave it your very best. Because when you give everything your very best, when you speak your word and you say, I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, and you mean it with all your heart and soul and being, then this is what comes about in your life. This is what comes about in your experience. This is all that you will know. And that's all that really matters. What is it that is important for you? Is it important for you to be whole and perfect? Or is it important for you to give up? That's a choice we all have to make. We make it on little things and big things. And when we're in the habit of making it on little things, it's so much easier to make it on the big things to give up. And when we make it a habit to hang in there and do our best on the little things and all the things that we've asked to do for ourselves, no matter what it may be, then it's easy when the big things come along, because we have been tested and found true. We have proven to ourselves that we can stand up to anything. There is no challenge too great for us to stand up to. Say I'm whole and perfect. Say everything is in divine order. Say I like me. Say these things and watch the miracles take place in your life, because that's all it is. It's just the miracles taking place in your life by your choice. Now, is this what you want? It's certainly what I want. It's certainly what I'm going to experience in my life. You say, well, Herb, you've never been tested. And I say, you don't know me. You don't know all the tests that I've had and that I've gone through, and all the tests that other people have had and gone through and faced so well and now stand forth themselves whole and perfect in every beautiful way. You can too. No matter what your problem is, you can too. And you can do it by today saying, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. And no matter what challenge you're facing, the strength is there in you to face it. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about a solution to your desire, dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. You'll reach our corporate offices, and each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. The practitioner will say, it is done. Thank you for calling us here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.